Dear people, the decades leading up to the life of Jesus and the decades following the life of Jesus were filled with many people who claimed to be the anointed one or someone special sent by God, the Messiah. There were several of them within that 100-year period. And in the first reading, Gamaliel, the great rabbi, speaks of two of them. He refers to Theudas, who was a messianic figure with a bunch of followers, and he also speaks of this man named Judas, the Galilean, another person. And he says both of them had this great following, but when they died, their followers ended and were scattered. N.T. Wright, perhaps one of the greatest scripture scholars alive today, considered so, especially in regards to St. Paul's writings, he did a study on these very movements, 50 years before Jesus, all the way through 50 years after Jesus, and studied every single one of these movements and every single one of these figures from what we have in historical literature. And he said, on average, the movements lasted 6 months, only 6 months, after the leader died. The only thing that could explain an itinerant rabbi who is crucified and 2,000 years later, followers all over the world, N.T. Wright says, are two realities: the power of the resurrection and the power of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And that's what keeps us going, that the resurrection and Pentecost are real. So real, we're here to eat the resurrection this morning. And so we thank God for that great gift. Lastly, everyone, I suppose the best way, just on a daily level, to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, to receive the love of God, is to do what Andrew and this little boy are doing. We can never forget this simplicity of faith, of bringing Jesus things throughout the day, especially where we're inadequate, where we're not enough, that we bring that to Jesus and put that into his hands, and in that act of faith, we receive God. Let us do that this day.